Anderson County, Knox County, Morgan County, Warren County, until 9:45 p.m. At 9 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado 5 miles northwest of Kingston. Doppler radar showed the tornado moving east of this town.
What is the address of your emergency? Okay, in what city? Okay. All right, and what is the phone number you're calling from? Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
I think my house is on fire, and I'm here alone, and I'm on a walker.
Okay. All right, I have help on the way. I just have a couple of questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, just to help the firefighters, excuse me.
November 23rd, 2018, 76-year-old Loretta is alone in her Polk County, Florida home when she notices the smell of smoke, the crackle of something burning. So, she calls 911.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am? Okay, can you spell your first name?
Hurry up.
Okay,
these
questions are not going to delay paramedics in any way. Okay, what type of building is involved?
It's a log house with a tin roof, but it's coming from the roof, I think. I don't know.
Okay, I have help on the way, okay? These questions are not delaying the firefighters at all, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, I do have some coming. All right, I'm sending the fire department to help you now. Stay on the line, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
At this time, we've got a caller advising there's someone trapped inside the structure. That's about the only additional we have at this time.
839 is right in front on Pack 8.
Crap, you should have responded for residential structure fire 1 road. We're landline trying to get further at this time, but we were advised there's someone trapped inside of the structure.
We're on a stage call for an old metal volume. That's going to be a piece of yours, but you take fire.
That's affirmative. That one made a dispatch. What further did you have?
That one. At this time, we're landline trying to ascertain further. So far, we've been told there's someone trapped inside of the structure.
Loretta is located in a rural part of Florida. Florida has a reputation for beautiful beaches, tropical weather, and theme parks. As someone who once lived in Florida, I can promise you the state has far more variation in geography than the average person realizes. The response time, as I'm sure you noticed from the dispatch audio I played, is slow going.
Okay, how many floors or stories are there?
Well, there's just one floor. We got an attic.
Okay.
What should I do?
Okay, is anyone trapped inside the building?
Well, I'm inside the house. I don't even know if I can get out.
Okay, all right, I have them coming as quickly as possible, okay? How many?
It's just me.
Okay.
I mean, my husband's at the ball game, and I can't get him. I'll try his cell phone.
Okay, exactly where are you located? No, inside the home. Exactly where are you located inside the home?
Right now I'm in the living room. The smoke's getting bad.
Okay, if it's safe to do so, leave the building, close the doors behind you, and remain outside. Do not try to put the fire out. Do not carry anything. Do not carry out anything that's on fire.
I couldn't, honey, if I wanted to. I'm on a walker, and I can't hardly walk. Okay.
All right, well, I do have them coming as quickly as possible, okay? So just let me know when you see them.
Stage is clear. We're going to be complete for the stage call. We're going to be responding to structure fire.
The flames or smoke showing, go ahead and call for a fire drop.
Copy. Also, for an update, we've got The car is driving a patient that's trapped in a house, is on a walker and can't move as quickly as regular.
If you think that the audio between dispatch and the first responders is slow moving, even plotting, then you aren't wrong. Both the fire department and dispatch would later face serious backlash. But that doesn't help Loretta in her predicament now. Her husband is at the ball game. She can't reach her walker. And her house is burning around her.
Okay, where exactly is the fire?
On the roof, I think.
Okay, is anyone injured?
No, I'm the only one here. I'm not injured, but my eyes are full of smoke. My lungs, I can't get out the door.
Okay. Okay. All right, what is the best entrance of the building to get to you?
Well, either when you come up the driveway, the back door or the front, either one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on a wall, so I got arthritis real bad, and I've got breast cancer.
Okay, I have them coming. Okay, they're coming as quickly as possible. Okay. Lights and sirens, okay?
Yes, ma'am, we're attempting to find his house at this time. There's no addresses at the road.
1039221.
What you're hearing today is a greatly trimmed down version of the audio. The response time to the fire was staggeringly slow. The 911 conversation was a total of 20 minutes. The fire truck not dispatched to the scene for 6 minutes after dispatch notified the fire department. The time to get to the actual scene? 14 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm updating them with everything that's going on. Okay. Just stay with me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna be right here until they get there with you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. If it's safe to do so, stay low to the floor. Close the door immediately. All right, cover it.
Get down to the floor, honey.
Okay.
I'll sit on my walker. That's the lowest I can get. Oh, what is that?
What's going on?
I don't know. Something hit me on the head.
Okay.
It was like a drop of water or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be panicking. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This is a very hard situation to be in, but I am going to be here until they get right there with you, okay? Just let me know when they're there. I'm seeing now how closely they are to you, okay? They're coming as fast as they can.
Okay.
Okay, I'll stay on the line with you as long as I can.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to stand alone with you as long as I can. Just let me know when they get right there with you.
All right. Should I call somebody?
No, I have help coming as quickly as possible. And since you're on 911, the phone is probably not going to let you do anything else at this time. Unless you have like a home phone or something, I know your mobile phone won't let you hang up with me and call anyone else.
No, that's all I've got. I don't know what you're ripping on me.
Okay, I have updated them and let them know, okay? So now we're just waiting on them to get there. They're coming as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Okay, just let me know what's going on, okay?
Okay. I've got to get a chair where I can sit in. Walker kind of went away from me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sitting down.
Okay. They're coming as quickly as possible.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Just let me
know. I feel
like
a big baby.
No, it's okay. Is the smoke still in the home?
Yes.
Like, are you still filling up? Okay, but you don't see any flames at this time?
I can't go outside to see.
Yes, but there's no flames in the home that you can see?
No, not in the house. I can see the smoke.
Okay.
But there's all kinds of noises on the roof. I think it's on the roof.
Okay. just to make sure this is a log home with a tin roof?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to let them know exactly.
I hope they get pine needles have been falling on the roof and my husband's not able to get them down. So I don't know if that's what it is. I don't know.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to be right here, okay?
Before we continue, let's take a moment to hear a word from our sponsor. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, celebrates every effort you make to improve how you feel and how you live. Even a small step can make a big difference. If you've been working on your mental health, or if you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. And to be honest, sometimes I myself get down on myself. I feel like, despite putting in hard work, I'm not good enough. I've struggled with depression and anxiety my whole life. It's not always easy. That's where Talkspace comes in. Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually meet them, or maybe even afford them? Then try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy, and Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. To celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and to celebrate every step you take towards a better, richer, fuller life, Talkspace is offering every listener of this podcast $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. Just go to Talkspace.com/disaster. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/disaster. To get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show, that's Talkspace.com/disaster. Okay, let's get back into it.
Okay.
All right, they're still coming as quickly as possible.
I'm back in the woods.
Yes, ma'am. They just have a little ways to get to you. They do have to make it a little ways to get to you, but they are coming as quickly as the quickest way that we can get them there is how they're responding.
Okay.
Everything is lights and sirens right now. They know that it's serious to come quickly.
Okay.
Hey, are you still in the living room?
I'm in the living room and kitchen, kind of between two.
Okay. Is there any like dish towel or anything in there that you can like wet and put it over your face to help you not breathe in the smoke?
If I thought I could get up.
Okay, and what are you sitting on right now? Like you're... Cause I know
dining
you
room
you're
chair.
Dining room chair, okay. And your walker is away from you?
It's right here, I can reach it. But I don't know if I can get
okay.
up. Okay. Being on the phone.
Okay, I understand.
It's hard for me to get up. I usually do okay. I just sit in my chair, watch TV and stuff when he's gone. I can't hear any noises.
The dispatcher was the initial focus from the community and their criticism. It took 2 minutes of phone conversation for the dispatcher to even acknowledge that the caller was trapped in her home. The questions asked, not considered pertinent. When someone calls for an emergency, the clock is ticking. To make matters worse, the 911 call taker was said to have given ineffective instructions. She attempted to dispatch multiple trucks. Upon realizing that there was a delay, it's believed that the operator should have given the caller instructions to escape by any means necessary. Or, if that couldn't be carried out, then for Loretta to close herself off behind a closed door, maybe a closet or a bathroom. Instead, the call taker seemed content to let Loretta, an older woman, lay under a burning building while she believed fire trucks were rushing to save her, something that turned out to be a lie.
So I went to investigate, and I saw the smoke.
Okay, so it's pretty much just hard for you to get up without assistance?
Well, usually I can, but I don't know. I guess I'm scared. My wife was going to leave me if I couldn't get up. The bathroom and stuff.
Is there any way, do you know how to put me on speakerphone so you can have both hands for your walker?
I wish I knew how, but I don't.
I'm sorry?
I've had it. Every time I try to do the speakerphone, I get pictures. Here they come. I hear the sirens.
Okay, just I'm staying on the line with you until they get right there with you, okay?
Okay. Hurry up. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
I know. I might hurt. Oh, come on, people.
Do you know your husband's phone number?
I've got it written down, but I don't know it.
Okay, or a neighbor or anything?
Friends that live up the road there. Let me think.
Okay, and who is this? Is this your neighbor's number?
No, that's a good friend. He used to be El Paso.
His name is Ben. What's his last name?
His wife is...
Okay, we're going to go ahead and call him, okay? My supervisor's going to call him, okay?
Okay.
But we do...
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to go ahead and call him. And that is your code?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that.
It's okay.
Well, Hillary.
Do you still hear the sirens?
No.
They may have cut them off because they're getting closer. Because I do see that a unit is closer to you now, okay?
Okay.
At the time, Loretta was in recovery from a hip surgery. Later, a $200,000 settlement would be reached with Loretta Pickard's family. This disaster, now known as a black eye for the Lakeland Fire District.
86 is on scene. We have a large residential structure. Smoke's showing this time, so be working fire. Go ahead and give me a power drop. I'm setting up Rock Ridge Command. This house is going to be off the roadway. We're going to have to set up a courtyard lay. Brake engine 6, and next thing, engine coming in.
23, go leave traffic.
Hey, Keith, this house is going to be the last driveway before you get to the bridge. You make it left and take this driveway all the way down. We're going to run it back through the woods.
That copy. It's going to be right past them block homes, correct?
Copy that. Engine 6 dispatch, go ahead and dispatch me another tender as well, please. Engine 6, all incoming units. Accountability is on the alpha side of the engine. I repeat, we have heavy flames and smoke showing from the structure at this time. Getting ready to set up a courtyard lay for defensive attack.
Tender 6, backing up units on scene for a structure fire, 13802 Rock Ridge Road. Select TAC 8, 1924.
At this time, the structure is about half involved. Can you get with the homeowner, see if there's any way they can let us know if there's any people that live here?
Unbelievably, in what makes me want to bang my head on the nearest wall, almost 16 minutes into the 911 call, the fire rescuer on the scene asks if anyone is trapped in the building. The absolute total failure of communication is not only outrageous, but it's something that should be studied by future dispatchers, 911 operators, and firemen.
Dispatch back to command. We advise there was someone that was trapped inside of the structure.
Copy that. Engine 6 to 23, what's your ETA? Copy that, man. When you get here, I need your help up here at the structure. 2 in, 2 out, so we can make entry. See if anybody's inside, please.
Okay, they're there with you, okay? So do you know if your door is unlocked?
Oh,
so I can let them know?
Yes, it's unlocked. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm letting them, I'm updating them now, okay?
Okay. Oh no, I can't even see in here. What happened? Nobody's in here.
Yeah, they're coming, okay? They're coming. They're right there, but they're gonna make their way into you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the house is filled with smoke now, you can't see anything?
No.
Okay.
Hang on, one was the other.
I don't know what they're doing.
The fire rescuers were on the scene at that very moment. A third-party investigation found that there were 24 life-saving responses the crew could have done to save Loretta. Captain James Williams took valuable time to record the fire on Snapchat and then send the video to his friend. The disgraced fire rescue captain would later step down, though I'd argue he never took full accountability for his mistake. He later made the statement, "I have made a few mistakes along the way, but none that has ever put a patient's life or well-being in jeopardy."
Oh, I see fire now.
Okay.
Oh, you hear them coming after me?
They're here. They're there. I'm letting them know exactly what's going on, okay? They are there.
Okay.
I promise they are right there. It's just they have to make their way into you, okay?
Okay, but they better run.
Okay. What's your husband's
name?
What?
I'm not okay.
Okay, are the flames gonna hear you? Is the fire near you? Hello.
Mrs. Loretta K. Knight Pickard was born on November 28, 1941 in Paris, Illinois. She passed away at the age of 76 in what was a senseless, preventable death. Though her family was awarded a $200,000 settlement, it doesn't make right what happened. Loretta was honored at her memorial service in Lakeland, Florida.